caught up with Eric Stoll, and he's off to Beijing. He's going to be there for Team Canada. He was on the taxi squad in 06, played in 2010, so he's got a gold medal. He's a part of the Triple Gold Club, which I've never understood because it includes the cup, which is not gold. The Triple Gold Club.
I thought Triple Gold was World Juniors, World Championships, Olympics.
No, my understanding is it's Cup, World Championship, Olympics. And then if you add on the fourth, which is the World Juniors, then you're talking Scott Niedermeyer and Corey Perry. That's about it. Like, there aren't many. I think Sid got it. Didn't Sid get it? Yeah, I believe he did because he went to the World Championships and won one. There's only a handful of guys who have done all four.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know why the cup is included in the triple gold. But anyway, Eric Stahl's in that territory. He's been a great player for a long time. And caught up with him earlier and asked him about the process and how it got to this point. Him not playing in the NHL this season, his name has been attached to this team for quite some time. So we asked him to take us through the process, how it got to a point where Eric Stahl was announced as a part of Team Canada today.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of a process of a lot of different things, I guess. First and foremost, me not playing anywhere, skating on my own to stay in shape and, you know, see if there's something that came about. And then the fact that, you know, NHL isn't going to the Olympic Games, you know, the thought that, hey, maybe I can be a part of something that's pretty special and pretty unique. And I got a call from Shane and he was asking my thoughts and if I was interested and, you know, where I was at physically and mentally and all those things. So kind of started jumping through hurdles and taking steps. And obviously last week went down to Iowa and played some games in the American League and came out okay, felt good and felt body felt good, and I'm excited for this chance now, this opportunity to represent our country. It's a special thing. It's an awesome event. There's something special with just about the Olympic Games in general. And, you know, for me to get this chance, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll kind of see where it leads after that. But right now my focus is this group and trying to win gold medal.
So was this always kind of the plan, or were you sitting living the retired dream in November and then just kind of got off the couch one day and said, you know what, I think I still got more to offer? Or how did it all go down? Was this always the plan?
Well, I mean, it was always my plan, to be honest, to play at some point this year. I didn't know it would be in the Olympic Games. My plan was to still play. I mean, I still have the itch and the desire and want to play. There's, you know, I talked to a couple different teams, but nothing that anyone was ready to commit and make a decision over with me. So I stayed in shape and kept skating. I got three boys are all practicing, and so I've been at their hockey and coaching and doing all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, still have a little itch, you know, still itch to play. And then, you know, when this came about and this opportunity was out there, I you know, obviously talked with the family first, and everyone was fired up and on board and pumped for this chance, and you know, I'm excited for it and the opportunity to go. It's a great chance, and Team Canada is always a special time and always first class in everything they do. So you know, I'm just excited to kind of be a part of this group and these guys and see what we can do.
Eric, if you take a look at your last, let's call it calendar year of just life, and then you throw hockey in there. We talked to you, I mean, just coming when you just got to Montreal. So it's, you're in Buffalo. Things didn't go so well for the team. Guys that had COVID, there was injuries, inconsistencies. All of a sudden, you blink, you're in a Stanley Cup final. And then, you know, fast forward, you're playing in the AHL to get your game going. Now you're in the Olympics. Did you envision your last year to be this kind of, I guess we'll call it high event for your career?
No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, when you kind of like read it out and you think about it that way, it's one of those things. It's just amazing what this game can bring your way and what it can do. And, you know, obviously, you know, my goal as a kid and as a player was always be in the NHL and win a Stanley Cup. And that's been my dream and goal every year since I was able to skate and, knew the game. And, last year, obviously, you know, getting to Montreal, not knowing, you know, what to expect, and the COVID, the shutdown with that team, just the there's so many things that that the hurdles that kind of personally went through, and then to get all the way to the finals with that group was phenomenal, so special, and you know, memory that I'll have forever. And then you know, you turn around and 2 weeks later free agency opens and you're like, okay, well maybe there'll be an opportunity somewhere, and it just hadn't worked out for me, and you just go day by day. I mean, like anybody in this day and age, and with what we're dealing with daily, you just kind of take it day by day, and you deal with it, and you keep going. And now here I am in Davos, Switzerland with Team Canada, and looking forward to the Olympic Games. So hey, this is a crazy game and something that I'm grateful to be able to do, and I still love to do. So my goal is to help this team and try and win a gold medal. And you know, it starts with a big practice tomorrow.
We're chatting with Eric Staal, who was named to Team Canada today, so he'll be heading over to Beijing. And you are an exclusive club on that team. You already have a gold medal. And the one that you won was one of the great, you know, achievements in Canadian hockey history. That was back in 2010 in Vancouver. And I'm curious how, you know, if a teammate comes up to you tomorrow and goes, can you brace me for what I'm walking into, how you can compare, you know, Vancouver and everything that was to what you're probably walking into here. No NHL competition in terms of the players going over there. Beijing, it sounds like it's going to be very different in terms of clearly the experience with COVID and the reaction to it all. I don't know, people in the stands, et cetera, the Canadian media. So can you use that experience from 2010 and apply it to 2022? How do you intend on doing that?
Well, I mean, I think there's always moments where experience helps and counts. I mean, I do now, having been part of two Olympic Games. I was in 06. I was on the taxi squad, so it was kind of a real young, kind of just having my eyes open and watching how guys took care of themselves and prepared. And then in 2010, obviously being a part of it and being out there at the end. There's always moments in any event where, you know, if you've been there before, there's things that you can use to your advantage as far as experience goes with other guys, and maybe make it seem more at ease for them, you know, more easier to understand with certain things and how things are done and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting on the ice and competing you know, being at your best as a team and, you know, coming together. And I think that's our main focus, and that's my focus being here with this team and this group, is trying to get us all to gel and you know, have those vibes to carry us all the way to the championship game, because that's, you know, why we're going and what we're striving for. And, you know, it's always moments in time as you move to say something or to, you know, to lean on something that you've had happen before, but also you get to experience it new again. So it's going to be fun. I'm just looking forward to the chance with this group.
So you go to the Olympics for yourself, Staley. What happens after that? You going to hope that somebody calls you and says you want to play the rest of the year, or how does that go down?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, for sure. Hopefully I light it up and we come back with some hardware, and someone says, hey, that guy would look pretty good in our lineup to finish the year and go for a run in the playoffs, and I'd be all in. That's kind of my thought right now. If that's not the case and it doesn't happen the way I'm wanting in my head, then that's fine too. I'm okay with, you know, like I said before, it's, you know, you take it day by day, that's life, and you move forward. But, you know, right now, this is a great opportunity and a great chance that up, and you know, grateful that they're giving me this chance with this group and some of these young guys. It's going to be really fun and special, and you know, we'll see what happens after, but right now you know, I'm going to worry about this group and go from there.
Well, we're all pulling for you guys, you know that. I mean, the whole country's going to be on board. We look forward to seeing what you guys have in store. Good luck at practice tomorrow and the drive towards Beijing, and it's going to be a fun ride, so enjoy it, and I'm sure we'll catch up when you get back home. Thank you for this.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Good talking to you, and we'll try and get her done.
There he is, Eric Staal. He's heading over there to the Olympic Games, and obviously he just told us he wants to play. He wants to be in the NHL, and he's hoping to use this as a platform to get back into the league. So, you know, I wouldn't put anything past him. He's a seasoned
vet.
Yeah,
it's a good tournament. Somebody will call him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Like, I mean, here's a guy who's been and seen everything, done everything in the league. He's, you know, keeps himself in good shape. You know, he had a decent run for the Habs last year. He's really serviceable in a lot of different areas. They, you know, he's a grizzled vet. Like, I think teams that are looking for depth and for quality people to bring in their organization.
No kidding. He's a great fit, Noodles. He's a fourth-line guy right now in his particular career, but he can take faceoffs, win draws in your own zone. He can probably run a second power play unit. There's some value there for a team that needs some depth.
That's the key. He's going to be a valuable player that is going to be on a very low-impact contract. He's going to sign the Corey Perry, you know, that type of deal, and add to the depth of your organization. Because if you go deep in the playoffs, what do we always say? There's injuries, inconsistencies, and stuff. Your depth gets challenged at some point, and that's a guy who can add to it. I think there's, you know, if he has a good tournament and shows people he could still play, he had 5 points in 4 games in Iowa in the minors. I was kind of tracking before he went over. So he's showing people that he could still, you know,
he's
contribute.
Not that old. He's 36.
37. Yeah.
Yeah, 37. Like he's, you know, Joe Thornton's still kicking around, not playing a lot, but Spez is older than him. There are guys in the league.
Right.
Corey Perry's his age. They're both 85 birthdays. So
I think Corey Perry's got 12 goals.
Yeah, Perry's
11 or 12.
Like fit in, I would say, pretty well down there in Tampa. That's a good spot to be right now.